You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. Yeah, right. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Thanks, Jerry. The Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, we are.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buddom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you a giving lover?
That's it today.
That's Buzz's rap today.
Wow.
Good question.
Well, we didn't have time for the game today. We'll play a game tomorrow. We didn't have time to call whores today. We'll call whores on tomorrow's show. Hold on, what am I saying?
We talked to my wife today.
Oh, hey!
You know what that is? That's a post-Mother's Day joke.
Very nicely done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I went to school with a celebrity a lot like Katie Couric.
Okay, who's that?
Faith Ford.
Faith Ford. That chick from the Open Faith show.
Yeah, okay.
And what was she like?
Well, actually, she wasn't very good looking when she was in high school. Her older sister, Suzanne, was the hot one.
Huh. Didn't we get a call one time? Thank you, my friend. You know that girl on CSI that used to be on the West Wing, Emily Proctor?
Yes, yes.
Didn't we get a call? She grew up in one of the cities that we broadcast to. I don't know if it was Reno or...
Didn't somebody call with a nasty thing about her?
Somebody said she wasn't that hot in high school. But that,
I think that's very possible.
But
sure.
That she was a bitch?
People blossom.
Is that what they said, that she was a bitch?
I don't know. Everybody usually
says I don't recall that.
No, the odds are in that favor. I refuse to believe that.
I don't remember her from the West Wing.
I do.
But I do remember
her.
She was
on the West Wing very, very briefly, but she made a real splash on it because she's just such a presence on camera.
She's a Republican in a Democratic White House.
Exactly.
I only remember one episode of the West Wing.
She had more of a Southern accent on the West Wing.
Yes, she did.
She came in, like they always do on the West Wing, from some function, and she got called in to work at the White House, and that guy Josh was there, and she had on a dress that where the back went all the way down to her ass, and that's all. I didn't even put the two together until it was finally, oh, hold on. Yeah.
I sure love me the backless.
Yeah.
I like them backless gowns.
Nice on that. Nice on that thing. Nice on that thing.
How's it?
H-O-W-Z-I-C.
How's it?
How's it? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Don and Mike. How you doing? Oh,
hi.
No.
That's
sorry.
Okay. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm really great. I'm talking to you. Oh, my God.
Well, what can we do for you?
You called to talk bad about Katie Couric?
Well, no. I'm actually late, so I hope it doesn't annoy you guys too much. But I was just wondering what Don got his wife this weekend. She was cracking me up on Friday for Mother's Day.
What did you buy your wife for Mother's Day?
A gift, perhaps?
We have the gift.
I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
We have the gift of 800 miles between us right now. She's down at she's still down moving my kid out of his college dorm.
Did you provide her with a trinket, a bauble, something glittering, something nice?
There will be something waiting for her when she arrives home.
There you go.
Oh, that's really great.
A brand new broom. She can either use it to clean or to fly. I'm kidding. I got her something nice, but I'm going to give it to her when she gets back.
Ma'am, are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
And did you get a nice gift for Mother's Day?
No, I didn't.
What did you get?
Really?
What did you get?
My husband worked all weekend, so I think he kind of forgot it was Mother's Day.
Well, isn't that somewhat of a gift, though, that he worked all weekend?
How could he possibly forget it's Mother's Day on the Weather Channel? On your local on the 8th, they were saying it's Mother's Day, for God's sake. Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's Mother's Day.
I don't know. It's hard to yell at him when he's wicked tired, but whatever. I don't know.
When he's wicked tired.
Are you calling from New England, or are you from New England?
I'm from New England, yeah.
Wow. I love wicked good. Yeah. I love wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't your husband bring you a gift every payday?
It's called a salary.
You know, the one you sponge off of.
Uh-huh.
When I brought up that it was Mother's Day, he said, I said, you didn't get me anything? And he says, we're buying it. I just bought you a house. He bought a house, so.
There you go. House. You got a house.
But somehow you found it inadequate.
I know, right?
Rob, I think we're bringing some personal issues onto the show today.
Rob got out of the fence again. Rob got through the invisible fence again.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, that fence is visible.
Hold on. Okay, I know we had the touchstones there. What? Hello?
Ma'am?
Was there more?
And Rob, you did it again. You scared her away.
She's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe I corrected her.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, listen, we played the touchstones. Yeah. We got the trip to Vegas to give away. Be caller 100 right now. If you can answer a simple, simple-ass trivia question about today's show,
fair enough.
You're going to be a big fat wiener. Hello?
Don and Mike, what's your guys?
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going? Hey, when I was younger, probably right after E.T. came out, I was flying on a Pan Am flight from San Francisco to London, and in the first class lounge before I got on the flight, I met Drew Barrymore, and on the flight, she tried to steal my watch.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Precocious child.
How did that happen?
Okay, well, I went into the head, was washing my hands, left my watch in the bathroom.
Wow.
Came out. Well, I took my watch off to wash my hands. Came out.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you a giving lover? That was my tribute to Buzz. Buzz is my hero today. I'm sorry, anyway.
Well, it comes out that I go and I start talking to her. She was in the upstairs of the 747.
How old would she have been at that stage?
I don't know. I was like 10, and she's probably 2 years younger than me.
What kind of watch? You didn't have a Rolex President, did you?
At 10, were you a giving lover?
God.
Yeah, I wish.
Uh-huh. So you're 10 years old, and you're watching the bathroom, and she tries to steal it.
With my teddy bear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the stewardess made her give it back to me.
Did I ever tell you that story about, really, my first true lover was my teddy bear?
Yes.
Your Vermont teddy bear?
I blocked it out.
No, his name was Teddy.
Yeah.
His name was just Teddy.
Yeah, you used to tell that story a lot.
I know, I can't tell it anymore, but we were very close.
Right.
Teddy.
Crispy Teddy.
Messy Teddy. All right, so hold on a second. Drew Barrymore, was she a giving lover?
Oh, I wish I could tell you.
And you know, I miss that teddy bear. Good old Soggy.
Oh, okay. Now I'm grossed out. You know, you were able to gross out even with the new standards now, which is great.
Come here, Soggy Bunny. Come on. Oh, you're all wet. So anyway, Drew Barrymore stole your watch. And you're a giving lover.
And what?
And you're a giving lover.
And I'm a giving what?
Never mind.
Listen.
You know, come on, asshat. Play the game, will you, please?
Please tell us again about Drew Barrymore and the watch.
Well, she stole my watch. The stewardess made her give it back to me.
Uh-huh. What kind of watch was it?
It was, I don't know, my dad gave it to me. I forget even what it was.
Was your dad a giving lover to your mom?
I'm here.
Yeah.
That's true.
Was your dad a giving lover to you? I mean, was your dad a loving father? I'm sorry.
My dad was a good father.
Yeah. Was it a pocket watch?
No, it wasn't a pocket watch.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else about Drew Barrymore?
So she stole your watch.
She stole my watch.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
She was a giving lover.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You finally came around. You may go.
Okay, get out of here.
Sometimes it requires more training.
Ooh,
a lot of work.
Let's give away the trip.
Jose and Hose B. Boy, when in doubt, go back to a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello. Hello there. Caller 100, what is your name?
Troy.
And where are you from?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm just surprised I got through. I'm from Baltimore.
All right, thanks for listening. Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Pretty much since I left work.
Oh, what time did you leave work?
4.
Okay, I'm going to give you a question.
Okay.
About something that happened on the show today.
All right.
What is the first name of the man that Beth Ann McBride made cry?
Matt.
Bingo.
Oh.
Sweet.
winner, yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Everybody celebrate.
You are a big, fat winner, and you are going to Las Vegas.
No joke.
We're all holding hands and dancing around the studio for you.
Not a joke. You're going to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag.
Other way.
FlyI.com. Go your own way. Enjoy your time in Las Vegas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're
okay,
welcome.
You got it. And when
Good
you get job. Out there, I hope you find a giving lover.
Yes. Aren't we all looking for a giving lover?
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Right. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Are you a giving lover?
That's a good question, I think.
I'm trembling with anticipation.
Well, you know, we didn't talk about that, Buzz.
What?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Your movie moment.
Oh, that's true.
Buzz had had a meltdown in the movie.
No,
a
little public anger.
Look
my
forward
part.
To it, really. Yeah, save that for tomorrow's
Very
show.
Good.
What is your lead story on News and Comments tonight, Buzzerito?
Tonight, a plot to steal the president's football, just like on 24.
Wow. Oh, listen, did anybody see the video of Bush driving the old Russian car with Pootie?
Yeah. Lovely looking car, Pootie.
If Bush didn't look like just the biggest
Didn't
moron.
They look like it was a toy car?
And
man, I drive this thing. I've been to Disneyland.
They kept saying, look how at home President Bush feels behind the wheel.
Yeah. That's frightening.
That thing was jerking back.
Unbelievable.
Man, it's great. I like this. I'd love to get one from a ranch.
Him and Pootie Poot. And that old car that screams. Communism.
Oh, man. How fast does this thing go, Pootie Poot?
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz about the president's football.
That's
stay
right.
Football.
For news
right.
and comment.
Coming
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
They taint the whatnot, Don and Mike.
This is news right now, Buzz, brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retail.
This is good smoke.
Gotcha.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Voice. How are you?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The football is the suitcase that is always close to the President of the United States. It's the portable version of the button at the White House that allows the President to activate our nuclear weapons. The football is with the President wherever he goes, and it followed him on his recent visit to the Netherlands. And it was there on Sunday that Dutch police arrested six activists who were plotting to steal the football.
Well, I hope they weren't going to...